fever down in my soul, that alpha fever.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to First Impulse. I am Mike Richardson. I am joined today by a very special guest. You heard his voice on the first episode of First Impulse. This is the charter president, one of the catalysts or founding members of Pi Epsilon Lambda chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, brother Alex Bailey. Welcome to First Impulse.
Thank you, Brother Richardson. Thank you so much, and thanks for having you join you in this podcast.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you in the chair. And so, as we are celebrating our 30th year as a chapter, of course, I am newer to the chapter, and you are not. So, I need your brain in terms of how we're going to understand and frame this 30th year. So, when PUL first started, like, what type of challenges in the community did you want to address?
Mike, that's a very good question. But the challenges were actually the same challenges that we had actually faced in the prior chapter that we were from. So the challenges on the national programs that we had to perform and were trying to address were like mentoring, ensuring that we presented role models for young men and boys, that we addressed male roles in teenage pregnancies, and male responsibility in reducing premarital sex. We had to deal with voter empowerment, voter education, and voter participation. On top of all of that, we were trying to ensure that our promising youth were getting a high school education, and we were assisting them with a college education experience with scholarship dollars.
Okay. All right, so has anything about those needs changed in the community of Prince George's County over the past 30 years?
To some degree, Mike, there have been some changes, but our lives are like a cycle. We continue to have new people, but the concerns are still the same despite efforts that we've made in these areas.
So I'm curious, you were the first president of the chapter. You were the one of the 61 men who started the chapter. How would you describe being that first president, that charter president? How would you describe your influence on the identity of Pi Epsilon Lambda?
That's a real good one, too. I can say that I never intentionally tried to mold the identity of the chapter after myself. But I will admit that I've been told that the chapter does reflect many of the principles that the chapter say that I represent. Mm-hmm. The chapter brothers say that I'm a hard worker, dedicated worker, and a committed worker. I actually started out that way in Alpha, in my path to in Alpha, and I've continued to be that way. I try to listen to others, I respect others, and I'm respectful even if I disagree with someone else's point. But I'm able to separate their point from the person. And for me, these are good points for good communication, and I try hard to be brotherly at all times. I give without the expectation to receive. I invite others in, and I remain genuinely concerned for their welfare. And to me, that's what brotherhood is all about. So this chapter, when we started, we welcomed others from the outset and ensured that they were a part of this new journey. And basically, I just try to use all of my knowledge for the benefit of the chapters and my brothers.
So I've been fortunate enough to experience that, especially when you discuss the service. Like, I feel like you're not going to outwork Brother Alex Bailey, even after 30 years of this and 50 years of it for you and Alpha. That's a high standard that you set. You're very intentional about the brotherhood in terms of how we interact with each other, how we interact with people who are potentially aspiring to be members of the fraternity. It's amazing to see that, and I appreciate the example that you set. I've learned a lot from you. So in the short time I've seen, I'm able to learn and glean, but in the 30 years of the chapter that you've seen, what accomplishments are you most proud of?
Mike, after 30 years, I'd say I'm most proud of the brotherhood and service that the chapter represents. I'm proud of the record of achievements to the community. I mean, starting with the babies, to the children, to the middle school children, the high school students, the young adults, the adults, and the seniors. I mean, we just touch the lives at all ages. So I'm proud of that, and the idea and concepts of Pi Epsilon Lambda chapter continue to mirror the Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated mission statement, motto, and aims. Mm-hmm. We remain true to our parent organization, which gave us our charter. And finally, and I'm just extremely proud of the Pi Epsilon Lambda Charitable Foundation for the part that it has played in the success of the Pi Epsilon Lambda chapter.
Hmm. Okay, so you've seen 30 years. We are in our 30th year as of this recording. Is there anything you look forward to for the chapter during this time and beyond this 30-year milestone?
Mike, I'm just proud of this chapter. I'm confident that the tenets and the principles that we put in place and has sustained this chapter for 30 years, if they are continued with the same sincerity and consistency, Pi Epsilon Lambda will be around for a long time and will continue to make a difference in the lives of those yet unborn.
Now I'm curious, in your view, what is special about Pi Epsilon Lambda and Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated?
The service and the brotherhood and the way that we genuinely care for each other, those are the things that mean the most and that are just so special. I mean, anytime you can work with somebody and enjoy working with them, and then you like them on top of that, and you want to spend time with them when all the work is done, mm-hmm. you actually enjoy being around someone or being with them. That says that you have achieved the utmost in terms of mutual respect, admiration, and work. You've done it all. You put it all together. And for me, when I look at Pi Epsilon Lambda chapter, that's where we are. And that's what I'm super proud about, because I don't know how you actually work all that magic and get all of that together, but somehow, that's who we are. That's who others see, and that's who I wanted us to be from day one. And I think we are there. We're doing what we're supposed to do.
I appreciate you giving me a few minutes, Brother Bailey. I know your time is valuable, and it is an honor to sit here across from you and discuss this great chapter of this great fraternity.
Thank you, Brother Richardson. I mean, thank you for the opportunity just to share my thoughts on this 30th anniversary of the chartering of the Pi Epsilon Lambda chapter. And of course, I'm always thankful and grateful for the opportunity to serve. Brother, thank you so much.
Okay, we are back, and I have my big brother, my recommender, my current president of the Pi Epsilon Lambda chapter, Brother President Kevin Stewart. Welcome to First Impulse.
Thanks, Brother Richardson. Thank you for inviting me. It's an honor to be here.
So, this being the final episode of First Impulse, I wanted to make sure that we had your voice in the conversation as we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of this great chapter. So, I wanted to hear from you. How have you seen the chapter develop during your time in PUL?
So, I got here, I moved to the area and wasn't really, I was inactive when I moved to the area. So, I've been in Maryland since 98. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I was living up in Montgomery County and relocated to PG County in probably 1999. Relocated to Upper Marlboro in 2000 and still wasn't active, wasn't really looking to be active. Take my kids to school and I run into Brother Dwayne Edwards. I must have had on, I think I had a license plate frame, or I must have had a hat on or something like that. So, you know, we met, we talked, and he was like, you know, I got to get you to come to my chapter. Mm-hmm. And this was during his administration. I'm like, you know, you kind of push people off. Hey, yeah, I got you. Never even bothered to win. Mm-hmm. So my kids are still going to the school. I still run into him every now and again, and he hits you with the, yeah, you owe me a visit. Yeah, I got you. I got you. So I finally get up off the, you know what the old saying is.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get up there and I finally join it, and I was just like, wow, this is what I've been missing. This is a great group of guys. And here I've been since 2013, 2014. The chapter has definitely exploded since I've been here. We were the, at that point in time, we were smaller than KEL. Now we've surpassed KEL with regards to our numbers. I think a lot of that goes to, you know, that's one of the, I would say the good things that happened in the pandemic, is because it gave brothers who were out of touch with each other mm-hmm. an opportunity to reconnect, because we were all stuck inside. You know, we started hosting just brotherhood talk sessions mm-hmm. via Zoom. Was, hey, we're just checking in on each other. You get the opportunity to sit and don't feel isolated. And I think that once brothers saw us doing that, and when it became time to open back up, they felt, you know, they felt a connection to us, and they say, you know what, I'm gonna start going to chapter meetings, I'm gonna reactivate, I'm gonna start getting more involved.
Okay, so you had the fortune of beginning your presidency, year one is ended up also being the year that we celebrate, or leading up to the 30th year celebration of the chapter. So what was your approach like? How did you approach that, with that, with those two things kind of coalescing?
So I definitely was nervous when I looked at the calendar and saw that I was going to be president during the 30th anniversary. One of the things that I like about PUL that I think is different from other chapters is that we have a succession plan. So you kind of know, you know, who's going to be your next. We have two vice presidents, so you know that it's the first vice president and the second vice president are going to be your new next chapter presidents. Your second vice president is trained to handle your national programs, your community engagement, your for-profit programs. So mm-hmm. they're taught all of the programming side. Your first vice president handles the chapter operations side. So by the time you get done serving your time as second vice president and first vice president, you know how a chapter is supposed to run. I don't think every chapter does it that way. So I knew that I had the training mm-hmm. to do this, but I just needed to make sure that I allowed brothers to come with their ideas in order to make things better. I'm not a micromanager by trade. Mm-hmm. If you come to me and say, you know, hey, I got this idea for this thing that I want to do, I'm going to tell you, okay, we'll run with it. Bring me back all the details. You and I will sit down and talk about it. And if we agree that it's something that we should be done, let's take it to the brotherhood.
Hmm. So I'm still learning. So the succession plan, I've witnessed it, but I don't know. I haven't seen enough chapters to know who's doing it and who isn't. But I think it's a brilliant way to go about it. So in the previous administrations, either those that you've seen or those that you know about, how have those past presidents kind of set the playing field for us to succeed at doing the work of Alpha?
Well, one of the things that exists here is that we have a past president's council. So when the new chapter president is sworn in June, at some point during that summer, you get a sit down with the president's council, and it's, you know, usually over lunch, over dinner, something like that. And you just sit down and say, hey, look, you know, we're all here for you. You know, there shouldn't be anything that you'll go through that we haven't been through. Just know that you have everyone at your disposal. Whatever you need to talk about, whatever you need to deal with, you know, we're all here for you. We are fortunate because I'm number 15, and we probably have maybe 9 of the past 14 are still here in the chapter and mm-hmm. still active. And then the ones that aren't in the area, they're available by phone. So okay. like, well, one of our past presidents is actually up in Columbia. So he's in KPL.
Okay.
And he's, you know, still a resource. He still comes to events. Mm-hmm. I have his number. I've picked his brain on a couple of different issues, saying, hey, how would you handle this? Mm-hmm. Those type of things.
Okay. So that's a
like you said, a valuable resource. So which lessons have you learned that you can share from the past President's Council as you look toward moving this chapter into the next 30 years?
Look, I'll take it as a quote from Hamilton. Talk less, listen more. I'm a collaborative type of person.
Okay.
I never want to be seen as a dictator or it's my way or no way. I like to get a bunch of different opinions on things and try to come up with the best possible solution. Some brothers say that they like that. Some brothers say, you know, Don, that's not the way that you govern. But it's working for me so far. This is my first time in like being president of anything. Even in my undergraduate chapter, my highest office was dean, chapter dean.
Okay.
So, you know, I've never had to wear the mantle to be the one responsible for everything, and I don't ever want to mess it up, which is why I'm slow to make decisions, and I involve a lot of people before I make that decision.
Well, you're doing a good job. You got through your first year. You got elected to year two.
Got elected to year two, and, you know, I've actually told brothers, I was like, you know, yeah, I can do 3 years. I don't think that I'm going to do 3 years because two is kind of your sweet spot. Mm. Steve is well positioned to take over, and I don't want to keep him from doing what he's been chosen to do. Mm. So, you know, I've told several brothers, I was like, you know, hey, yeah, this is my second year. This is probably going to be it. And they're like, no, you can do one more year. You know, the chapter's doing well. The chapter's running smoothly. You know, Steve won't mind waiting. And I was like, well, y'all don't know that. And, you know, there's no reason for me to stay longer than necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I get it. I get, you know, well, I don't understand it from personal experience, but, you know, you got men that have been trained as you were trained in that pipeline, and then you probably have some people coming after that you know.
There's no reason for me to delay, you know, to stunt their growth, to delay their shine.
Okay, so you're in your second year, and I'm curious, is there anything specific that you wanted to accomplish during this time that you can look back as you're at your tenure as president and hang your hat on?
So one of the things that I think that I like about moving this administration was, you know, we are trying to utilize Zoom more to have more meetings, you know, keep brothers in a relaxed state of mind, but still keep them handling the business of Alpha. There's no need to actually always meet physically. So we like totally meet via Zoom for our executive board meetings because that's our longest meeting of the month. Mm-hmm. So we walk into that knowing that that's going to be a 2+ hour meeting. Mm-hmm. And if I can, you know, have brothers relaxed at their homes and not having them commute back and forth to the facility, you know, that's a plus. We also like to, you know, stick around after the meeting and chit chat and, mm-hmm. you know, and that's usually at least another 30 minutes. Sometimes it's been another hour, you know. So, you know, it's 10:30 at night and we're still on the phone. I mean, on a computer talking. It's like, hey, we all got to get up and go to work in the morning. So let's shut that down. So that's one. I definitely am proud of the way that we've been able to increase our collaborations with other organizations. Ivy's an Ice Masquerade Ball with the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Iota Gamma Omega chapter. You know, that was a successful effort, and that's something that we definitely want to do in the years coming forward. So I'm hoping that's something that, you know, 10 years down the road, we're having our 11th annual, mm-hmm. you know, Ivy's an Ice Masquerade Ball. You know, I'm happy that we're able to expand the relationship that we have with the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta, the Fort Washington alumni chapter. So we've been doing the Jingle Mingle toy drive for maybe the past 3 years, and we've, you know, been able to gather about, you know, 1,200 toys to give out mm-hmm. to the students in the county. And they've approached us about doing, you know, doing something more. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've been in discussions to say, okay, you know, what do we want to do? Where can we go with this? So I'm hoping to, you know, look back you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and that relationship has grown. And then there are other organizations out there that are looking to partner with us. And I just want us to be able to be seen as willing and open to work with anybody if it's for the betterment of the county. Definitely the last thing is, you know, this summer and on August 26th, we're going to be partnering with the other Alpha chapter in the county, Kappa Epsilon Lambda, and we're going to host our first PG Alpha's cookout. So each chapter has been doing their own thing, but as you may or may not, as our listeners may or may not know, you know, we were born out of KEL back in August of 1993. So there's also that special, big brother, little brother relationship between us and KEL. But for years, we have not done programs together. So now it's time to restart those relationships. And we thought that the PG Alpha cookout was the perfect kickoff to happen during our 30th anniversary to build forth a new collaboration between the two chapters so that we can be the most powerful organization in Prince George's County.
All right, we are ending this run. This was always a planned 12-episode run culminating in this 30th anniversary episode with the celebration of the chapter. So 30 years, there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast, both within the organization and outside the organization. So in this final episode of First Impulse, is there anything that you want people to know about the Pi Upsilon Lambda chapter?
Just that we thank you for all of your past support. We hope that we can count on you for future support. We strive to maintain a presence in Prince George's County. We want to be looked at as an organization that has a positive impact on the county. We want to be an organization that when the need is there, you can call on us and we will do what we can to help serve that need.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you joining us. Been looking forward to having your voice on the pod for a minute now. So we finally got it in at the last minute, but this is what we needed. So thank you very much, Brother President. Last time for First Impulse, I'm Mike Richardson.